terribly disappointed in not getting carded.
You got a check coming from
me. That was a low point.
They're going to lose their baby face.
That
no, that's good for the vote. That's good for the vote. Yeah, the women are going to like that.
So should we begin?
Don't mess this started.
Yes.
He looks innocent, but he's not.
Good morning, everybody.
That's
good morning.
A lady yesterday told me she thought I was
sick. I'm having a good time down at that end of the table.
Kids,
is Richard joining us?
Charles, well, I told Dan, we could arrange an accident for Dan about the boat.
So, gang, if we could begin.
Talking about this.
I might ask Michelle, as secretary, to call the roll so we could start the meeting.
Dr. Carroll,
here.
Mrs. Sarah,
here.
Mr. Kennedy,
here.
Ms. Kahn, Dr. Kurtz,
here.
Mr. McMillan,
here.
Mr. Montgomery,
here.
Mr. Oliver,
here.
Mr. Olivier,
here.
Governor Quinn, Mr. Soso,
here.
Ms. Strobel,
here.
Mr. Tortolero,
here.
Thank you.
I think our plan would be to go into executive session at this point, and it would be great if we had a motion to do so. I think the idea would be to discuss litigation that's either pending or probable against the university, or that we might be engaged in, and also to discuss certain personnel matters. So if that's okay with everyone, and somebody make a motion.
I move that we move into executive session to discuss the named items.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
With your permission, Mr. Chairman, I will exit until you finish the litigation issue.
Okay. Yeah, let's
start there.
All of our new guests. Oh, sorry, Mike. Our first order of business this morning is a pleasant one. It's one that I think all of us take great pride in, and that is the opportunity to present to Professor Woes the Trustee's Distinguished Service Medallion, which is the highest prize that we as trustees can award. I know many people associated with the university are familiar with Dr. Woes' work, but I'd like to read into the record some of my own thoughts. Carl Woes' study of microscopic organisms left a giant impact on science. His brilliance and exhaustive research revealed a third branch in the tree of life, topping centuries-old wisdom that all life on Earth could be simply divided into two categories. In the 1977 discovery by Professor Woes and his collaborators fundamentally changed the worldview of biology. Just how groundbreaking was it? Peers have compared it to Copernicus's discovery that the Earth orbited the Sun. Professor Woes' breakthrough research has advanced our understanding of evolution and the ecology of the Earth's biosphere. He determined that the new microbial life forms, which he named archaea, are the most primitive cells and the closest we have come so far to finding the common ancestor of all life on this Earth. Exploring how those species evolve will provide clues into how the world's ecosystem developed and how it can be altered. Because archaea tend to exist in extremely hot environments devoid of oxygen, the discovery could even help provide clues about what life might be like on other planets. Professor Woes' research also reaffirmed a core mission of higher education that is at the heart of what we do here at the University of Illinois. He didn't just teach the science that was handed down to him. He questioned, he challenged, and he probed. His sense of wonder forever changed the status quo and provided a lesson that every student on our campuses should aspire to. Professor Woes has been showered with richly deserved awards and prizes, including the MacArthur Genius Grant, the National Medal of Science, and the Crawford Prize, the equivalent of a Nobel Prize in molecular biology. He was elected to the prestigious National Academy of Sciences in 1988. In 1992, he won microbiology's highest honor, the Leeuwenhoek Award, the Leeuwenhoek Medal. The distinguished award is given each decade, by the Dutch Royal Academy of Science in the name of Anton van Leeuwenhoek, who invented the microscope and discovered the microbial world. Today, the university that proudly claims him as one of its own is adding another. Professor Woese, I hope you will accept our board's highest honor, the Trustees Distinguished Service Medallion. The trustees to join Professor Woese over at the podium. Maybe we'd have a picture together, award the medal, and you all have heard from me. I think everybody would prefer to hear from you. How about that? May I bring this over? We'll see. Fair enough. Mike, will you join us? Professor, for 47 years, you have honored us with your presence here at the university, and today it's our chance to honor you. Mike, will you?
I don't know. Let's see how this works. Accepting this award because of the turmoil that's been going on, and I didn't really want to receive a medal from the previous board, but I had dinner with members of the present board, and Illinois is on the track again. It's going to be it's there to become the center of the future of the state in terms of agriculture, industry, IT, etc. All we got to do is keep the ship floating this time. And bring back among the faculty and others and alumni, bring back a hopefulness, which is one of the things that has been hit at the hardest. So you don't see it. There is brain drain going on. You know, I was at General Electric in the Knowles Research Lab back in 1960, and General Electric had a little problem with their finances, and so. Across the board, we all were told to take a cut. Well, that was fine, except that in the evening there were recruiters in from Bell Labs, from RCA, and others. And General Electric did take a big hit. The program I was supposed to be in was stopped cold, but that doesn't mean I was an individual investigator at that point, and that's no problem. That's the way I prefer it. So when I see this happening here, I get the same sort of feeling over again. It's here, there it goes. But now Illinois will return. The only thing is the administration has to give spirit back to the faculty and the others. And there were people thinking of leaving this place, and still are probably, who'd never thought of it before. So that's the spirit of Illinois as a leader in science. And engineering has to return. I don't know what I need to say anymore. I think I want to say one thing that all this attention that I'm getting makes me feel like Chauncey Gardner. Thanks.
Thank you. You don't. Professor, you've proven to us that life can survive, life can thrive in even the most challenging and difficult places. So you give us hope. Thank you.